More with Mo. My name's Mo Rees. More with Mo is brought to you by the fine people at JulieLandRadio.com. Today, as always, I'm joined by the man who stays out of the sun because he burns easily, Mr. Richard Avery.
How did you know? I use SPF 1000.
SPF 1000?
Yeah, but you know, I'm going to be serious for a second. I love summertime. I love heat.
Yes.
I like summer, but I don't like anything above 100. I like to stay around the 90s.
Not too long ago, it was 105, which was just...
I know.
Yesterday. Yeah.
And the first... What was that, like a weekend ago? We had that big hot weekend where, like, I lost power for 5 hours and shit like that. That was just annoying.
I had it where we lost power for about 3 hours as well.
Yeah.
So, we're going to be talking about summertime.
And who are we talking with?
Today, we are talking with... award-winning guest, Gracie Glam.
Hey, y'all.
2016 award winner.
Julieland award winning guest. And a brand new girl. A new guest.
She's
a new girl to the Julieland universe. Leah Lore.
Hey, y'all.
Hey, y'all.
She's so shy.
You're so shy. Aww. It's okay. Stay on the mic and talk. It'll be fun. Let's start. Leah, you're the newbie here. You like summertime?
I love summertime.
What do you love about it?
Booty shorts.
Booty. I like that too.
Loving that cake.
And you eat it too?
You got a booty there, Glam.
I do.
Do you show it off during the summer?
No.
Why not?
Unfortunately.
I don't know. I'm more of a sweatpants kind of girl.
Not even yoga pants?
I got one pair, but you know, they get holes really easily because you wear them all the time, you know?
Because your ass breaks them?
Pretty much. And you can kind of low-key see through them. And, like, people don't tell you.
That's
assholes.
Yeah, that's the point. So,
do you like to go to the beach?
I do, actually. Not really to lay out, though, because California is not really, like, a beachy place to me. Like, I love Florida. Like, California, like, I'm going to the beach in, like, jeans and, like,
what?
Going to, like, smoke some weed.
You're at the going to the wrong beach.
What beach are you going to?
Yeah.
Venice, Santa Monica, Malibu.
Yeah, you Malibu.
You
maybe,
gotta go to
yeah.
like Malibu,
like
or you ever go to
beach.
You ever go to County Line? You ever go to
a real
Sigmar
beach
or like?
Yeah, you don't go to Venice or Santa Monica. That's tourist.
That's the closest to my home.
Oh,
you go further though. You can drive to Malibu's like 27 miles long or something.
It's
what
such
is
a
it?
Hassle to go
yeah,
to the
somewhere.
Beach.
It's,
here,
it's long.
Yeah,
you what?
And you don't know
it's
which
such
is
a
private.
Hassle to go to the beach like mm-hmm. here in LA.
Not if you know how to do it. Get up early. You go out around 10, 11 o'clock.
Wait, hold up. Right there. The first thing is get up early.
What time do you
Kids
wake up?
Today.
3?
Yeah, me and her are pretty much on the same schedule.
3 p.m.
Yes.
And what time
wow.
do you
go
to
7 p.m.
Define go to bed.
Like when you lay your head down and go to sleep.
Define sleep.
God, seriously, these kids.
No, I don't know, like 4 a.m.
What do you do with all your time?
Twitter.
Netflix.
Lifestyles of the rich and famous.
Exactly. Oh, I'm
take
Robin
selfies.
Leitch.
Yeah.
You take selfies.
Selfies.
You watch Netflix.
Draw self portraits.
Eat a whole bunch of food.
Pizza bagels.
I live next to Tommy Burger. It's 24 hours, so.
Wow.
Oh my God.
To be young.
Bitty.
To be young.
Hella documentaries.
Hella documentaries.
I've seen some freaky shit at her house. Interesting, though.
Good documentaries?
This is just my personal video.
What's your favorite documentary?
I just watched that Mapplethorpe documentary. It was really good.
Don't get me started on
that. He just
that.
Had a reaction.
I don't know if that was a good reaction.
I don't know either. I just know it was a reaction.
Let's not talk about that.
He's just angry because he knows that Mapplethorpe is the greatest photographer of our time.
Go fuck yourself, Mo. Right now, I'm cutting your mic. I swear to God, I will cut your mic.
Did y'all see that one about that woman? She was a nanny, and they found all of her negatives, and she turned out to be like this amazing street photographer.
I heard something about that on NPR.
She's a woman? There's no,
uh-huh.
there's no such thing as a good woman photographer.
Ooh. Ooh. We need some ice for that burn.
I can't.
Sorry.
Seriously, like, I can't.
Well, okay, so photography. Do you take pictures?
Kind of.
Everybody does.
I mean, does a selfie count?
Her selfies are on point.
I do have a self-timer on my actual camera.
They're fucking cool. They're pretty much, like... If American Apparel ad billboards like did a good job.
Well, what happened was I was too poor to afford to hire someone to take my pictures for me. So I took pictures that made it look like somebody else was taking pictures of me.
Nice.
Yeah.
Very creative. Exactly.
Thanks.
Resourceful.
This was like last week.
Last 2 months.
So Gracie, what about you? Are you going out taking pictures?
Kind of.
Selfies again?
No, not taking selfies.
Pictures of your ass.
No, I mean, she's actually tried to shoot me.
Well, that's real good to watch.
Yeah, you know.
Work it, baby. Make love to the camera. The camera loves you. All right, take your clothes off, and I'll make you a star.
I'm just intrigued by shooting. Like, I'm not sure if I'm trying to shoot, or if I'm good at it, or anything of that, like, mental status. But I think I just like enjoy like going out somewhere and like taking pictures.
You ever do a shoot at the beach?
Well, I have
yes,
not.
She has.
Oh, yeah.
In
where
Malibu.
I was the model.
Yeah? How'd that
she was a model.
Did the photographer try to rape you at all?
No, he didn't. But
he
there were people
no
standing on rocks,
her.
Creeping
okay.
over.
Okay.
He doesn't even find her attractive.
Yeah. We were in and out in 15 minutes.
Yeah, she was showing titties and everything.
Mm-hmm. Really? At what
Malibu?
Beach?
Yep.
Which beach?
Right Malibu. Across from...
the one with the trailer park?
No. What's the restaurant that's out there? The one that's the...
Moon?
No. Not a nice one. It's the
Neptune's
Net.
That's kind of County Line area.
Yeah,
for real.
So we were out across the road from there, down below there. It's a rocky area. It's not so much.
No, I understand.
It's not so much sandy beach, but it was fun.
I know it.
If you go to theaveragemo.com, you can see. I think it's photo set 4.
Wow.
Yeah.
That actually was my 8x10 picture for every single convention, and like it's everything that I had printed was the It's completely unretouched. It's a raw image. And I remember you getting pissed at me about it, too.
Yep.
Because you can see a slight mark from my hair tie on my wrist.
That's cool. I like that shit.
But, yeah.
I love hair ties.
He shot a like raw
you're
image
like the
of
only
me.
Photographer
that
ever. I don't know if you're being sarcastic.
No, I'm serious. I like hair ties. I like bruises. I like cuts.
Well, I got a line going
on.
Whoa.
Ooh,
right
I love. See, that's the shit. That you should have seen the first time I shot Aiden Ashley. She shows up to the shoot. Rolling on ecstasy and goes, I have this fucking bruise. And she had bruises all the inside of her thighs. And I was just like, that works.
Let's do this.
Yeah, exactly. Bring it. And then she showed up with her broken face. That made me.
Oh, yeah. I remember that GoFundMe.
Where she fell and broke her face.
Shit got real.
Best photos I've ever taken.
Do you know who else liked hair ties that was a photographer?
Who?
Robert Mapplethorpe.
Don't even go there.
If you look at Patty
you liar.
Smith, if you look at Patty Smith, one of the photos that was for the cover of the Horses album, she has a hair tie around her wrist. I shit you not.
You pissed me off.
Oh, Mapplethorpe. We need to go.
LACMA, no.
I wasn't about to spend the extra $10
at LACMA. We just went to LACMA. So summertime do not activity.
LACMA.
LACMA.
Yeah. LACMA sucked.
Mr.
Avery is showing pictures now, not understanding this is a
They got
audio.
Rid of James Turrell, like, the retrospect. Like, that pissed me off. I thought that was ongoing forever, like levitated mass, which I actually did my version of levitated mass. I haven't posted it yet, but it was of a french fry sitting on top of the beer mug.
Wasn't that my idea?
No, it was mine.
Uh-huh.
It was your idea just to post it on Twitter.
So what are good summertime activities, then?
Snow cones. I'm all about snow cones.
Raspes.
What?
That's how you say it in Spanish. A raspa. It's like a snow cone.
I just all about snow cones.
Texas.
Shaved ice, snow cones. And then I'm all about mojitos. I make mojitos.
You make mojitos?
Oh, the best.
I love mojitos.
Alcohol? What?
I would just love to like have something that you made. I don't know why.
As long as it has alcohol.
Is that weird? Okay, that's weird. It's okay.
Okay. No, you're just giving me ideas. I know what to give you then.
I don't know.
Mojitos.
I'm just saying.
Okay, so alcohol is good. What's the best? Mojitos. But what's the best summertime drink?
Mojitos.
Mojitos.
By far. Better than margaritas.
Margaritas
I like
are
my
your kamikazes.
I like my tequila straight. I don't like messing around with it.
Yeah.
I like it fucking...
What kind of tequila?
I prefer stuff that doesn't taste like tequila. Like, I don't like strong tasting
It's called
stuff.
Vodka.
No, I like vodka too. Let's don't even go there.
No, I'm all about the margarita in the summertime.
I'm all about mojitos because what I like about mojitos is... The way I make them is I don't make them so strong that you can't enjoy them and you have like a couple and you're too buzzed. I can make them strong enough that you can drink them throughout the day.
You're feeling good.
Yeah, and you're like drinking, you're going, and you've got a whole day. Yeah, exactly.
Sangrias.
I'm not a fan of sangria. I
feel like
I've
had people
kid,
fuck it up too much
my
here.
My parents liked it, but I just couldn't handle it.
It's been good a couple times, and then a few times at CPK, they just... Fucking ruined it. Like,
I'm big because you got one at California Pizza.
Yeah, do you still eat there?
It was at Topanga Mall. I think they did it up. Like, it was nice and chill.
I think the last time I was at a CPK was with you.
The center part of Topanga. It's across from the Louis Vuitton store.
Okay, that does not make it classy.
And that does not make it like an expert on making sangria.
But it's like on their main photo, like of their menu.
Wow, you order from the menu from pictures?
What's your?
I want this.
All right, everybody, I got a question. What's your favorite kind of ice cream?
Chocolate.
Vanilla.
Really?
Vanilla? Just vanilla? Go get out of
I'm
here.
I'm going to go vanilla too.
Vanilla. Well, what about you, Mr. Avery?
Cookie dough, of course.
Oh, that's not really a flavor.
Yes,
that's
it is.
That's more
of like a mud pie ice cream.
It's when we want to get worms in our stomach.
It's all about the cookie dough.
Okay, then summertime.
And I also like strawberry cheesecake. And blue jersey.
I just eat that shit like regular. Well, I don't want it like ice cream flavored. Like, I just want like some actual cheesecake and like some raw cookie
dough. Like yourself some cheesecake.
You know, I used to eat like, do you remember when I used to do the brownie mix and eat fucking brownie mix out of a bowl and keep it in my refrigerator? Do you remember that?
You know, just by covering your mouth doesn't mean that didn't happen.
You're like, I'm guilty. Oh, I gotta stop.
Do you remember that?
Oh, I remember.
And you would open up my refrigerator and there'd be like just a bowl of like brown, like just like.
Can I tell you, like, I always tell people the first sign of being an adult was when you're a kid, your mother like lets you lick the bowl, the spoon after they make some sort of cake or something. I always said the first sign of adult is when you make the whole mix and you say fuck it, baking it, and you just eat raw. Like, because now I have no parent telling me that I can't do this; it's bad for you, and you just start eating all that stuff.
Yep,
that
was my order first sign an extra large cheese pizza and eat all the cheese off.
Yeah, that's what I started to realize. I was an adult; I didn't have to answer for that stupid stuff. Where like I'm just gonna have Cracker Jacks for dinner.
Wow, Cracker Jacks for dinner. Huh.
What's a Cracker Jack?
Oh, they got rid of the toy. That was like a new thing.
Okay, summertime foods. Best summertime food.
Tacos.
Taco Tuesday.
Okay, so what kind of tacos? Chicken, beef?
No shrimp.
Fish? Chicken.
Fish. Shrimp.
Just want some like carnitas.
Just some carnitas?
How about some lengua quesadillas?
I like sandwiches when it's hot. I like to eat sandwiches when it's hot. I'm all about like
Subway?
Quiznos? Togo's.
Togo's.
Hot number 7.
That was number 3.
What is a Togo's? Is that a sandwich place as well?
Yeah, it's a place that started in Northern California back in the day, and they made the best. It was like, this is before Subway, before Quiznos, everything. And they used to make this one that we used to cut school to go get Togo's all the time. And it was by the college campus, so we would get it, and it was like massive, and it was stuffed with so much. And
so it's not Togo's. That's what I thought.
That's what it stands for. Two goes. So they called it Togo's. So it was great. It started in Santa Cruz. If you've ever been up there.
No,
I've never been to Santa Cruz or Santa Barbara.
I'm going to Santa Barbara on Wednesday. If you want to come with me.
Yes, I've heard that it was beautiful. If I can make rent by then.
You can. You should go to Santa Cruz. I recommend it to everybody.
But I hear that Santa Barbara though is just like it's affordable and it's really pretty.
When you can take some time off, seriously, take a drive up the coast.
Schedule.
Go to Santa Barbara. Go take the PCH. Go all the way up to Santa Cruz. Do a weekend in Santa Cruz. You'll have the best time of your life, and then head back on down.
Stop at camping at Big Basin. That's like right next to Santa Cruz.
Yep.
Yeah.
Camping, summertime activity.
I hate camping.
Okay.
I don't like to camp in the summertime. It's too crowded.
Oh, exactly. That's true.
All the hipsters come out with their PBR and Blue Moons and music.
You know, I've always wanted to camp down on the beach, and I looked into it, and it is really hard to get spots during the – and then it gets too cold during the winter. But I've always wanted to do it. I thought it would be fun to camp on the beach, right actually on the beach area.
I've passed out on the beach. I don't know if that counts as camping. Yeah, me too.
It's not fun when you have to be on the beach.
I remember – I woke up once on the beach from clubbing.
Did you start off on the beach?
No, we were in a club one night in Australia, and we were rolling on ecstasy, and we were drinking a shitload of tequila, and then I don't remember a few hours, but then the next thing I remembered was waking up on the beach with sunrise and going, holy fuck, how did we get here? And they're like, you don't remember? We drove you here. I was like, I don't remember. I didn't remember. Still to this day, I don't know how I got there.
Wow.
It's probably best.
Best ecstasy, though.
Now, sun's out. Everything's great. You girls, do we have tans? Yes. I know.
Tan lines.
A little bit of a tan. No. So the question, no.
We wake up at 3.
Yeah.
That's right. They don't see the sun. They're
we
vampires.
Don't like sunlight.
They don't.
The sun is out till 8 o'clock.
Crazy. Like sunlight. No. Sunlight. No. Really,
somebody has rigged their balcony to officially like not be seen at all.
Me. Yeah. I did that.
What do you just put like camouflage netting and like sit there and, like, I don't want anybody to see in.
I think it's a sheet.
It's like a large piece of cloth that safety pinned up.
Oh my god.
So but you can see me from the street, and I live next to MacArthur Park, so it's like junkies can see me from the street, and I'm trying to lay naked on my balcony.
Isn't that a song?
Junkies can see me from the
Sheryl
street.
Crow?
No, MacArthur Park. I hear it's frightening in the dark.
Yes, MacArthur. There's a song called MacArthur Park.
I have to Google this song now.
You don't know the song MacArthur Park?
Something about Google a cake?
I know the song Uber Everywhere.
What kind of cake?
Donna Summer sang it?
Was it Donna Summer? All I remember is Weird Al Yankovic did Jurassic Park.
Weird Al.
Mo, your references are so bizarre. I swear
Shut up, Weird Al Yankovic. Yes or no?
No.
I love Weird Al.
Thank you.
What is it? UHF is it's like a classic movie. I love it.
What is going on here? Like, what?
She's my new bestie.
Like, my vega.
Poor girl.
I don't think that you want all that entails. I'm very needy.
Have you been around Chowder that much? She's pretty needy.
We're codependent.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Oh, I printed out that paper too.
Together is trouble.
Oh my god.
It's like Georgia Jones and Faye Reagan all over again.
Oh my god, now you're pulling out references that are internal references.
Yeah, but everyone in that is only people within the industry that are going to listen to this are fans, and they're going to be like, yes, and no, what the fuck.
Whatever happened to Georgia?
Just chilling.
Yeah, I haven't seen her in a long time.
She was on set with us probably 7 months ago, something like that.
Yeah.
She's visiting, or
she was a fun shoot.
She went. Really? She got back in a little bit. I don't know. Not sure. I've changed my number a bazillion times. So
yeah, I have you in this. Yours is now because I keep all the old numbers because I don't want to lose all the old text messages, photos, things like that. So this one now is called the 2016 number. So I think I have five numbers for you in my phone,
including Ho phone.
I doubt I have even have a number for her because I don't know.
No, you don't. Trust me.
Well, I don't have a phone right now, so.
I Snapchat her when I can't get a hold of her.
Yes,
she does.
I'm like,
pay attention to me.
What happened to your phone? Gravity?
Well, yeah, the screen was cracked. And then, you know, like, I like to listen to music while I'm in the shower. But then I, was trying to change the song. And so, water got into, the cracks while I was trying to change the song. So then I put it in a bucket of rice to kind of, suck out the water. But then I I had a couple days or a few, they were just kind of blurry, and then I woke up and,
from a few days.
Yeah. The screen is off my phone.
Ugh.
And it's off.
So during that time you decided to try and, do your phone?
The rice wasn't going to fix it anymore.
The rice just wasn't cutting it no more.
Yeah. So I don't know if there's any kind of summertime food that I can make with this rice.
What about barbecue?
Ooh.
I love barbecue. Pulled pork.
Ooh, no. Pork ribs. Ribs.
It's all about the ribs.
The second my mom got here, I took her to Baby Blues.
Baby Blues.
In Venice.
Oh, there's Baby one Back, in West
Baby
Hollywood
Back,
too.
Baby Back. No, my I love Twitter ribs.
That's the OG, though, right?
Ribs.
Yeah.
In
ribs
Venice?
The,
it says,
ribs
I don't have
best.
A spirit animal, more a spirit rack of ribs.
Yep.
Nice.
I like that. Now, ribs are good, and then... I don't know if you guys are going to laugh at me, but I also, when I think of summertime, I also think of coleslaw.
I really like coleslaw too.
Anything I think else. My mom used to always make it, we'd always have barbecue, but there's always coleslaw. Whole big bowl of it. You know?
Yeah.
Anything
the
that
big
you
bowl.
Eat at a picnic, that's my favorite type of food.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, it reminds me of ripping off daddy long legs. I don't know. Coleslaw creeps me out.
Coleslaw
what?
Keeps you out.
What do you like?
It's so
you
slaw-y.
Just want a Caesar salad instead?
Did you just say it's so slaw-y?
Yeah, it's so slaw-y.
Is that a is
like?
That
where's
a word?
The macaroni salad?
Oh, macaroni salad's good. Potato salad's good. Macaroni salad's good.
Where's the pork and beans?
When's the last time you went on a picnic?
I mean, a picnic.
Girl.
I don't know,
I pack pretty well to everything though, I always
do. You ever
come
do
prepared.
A beach day and just go to the beach and bring some food and
sounds gritty.
Yeah.
First of all,
the last time
I'm
I
sure
did beach
them,
day I brought a soccer ball and
it'd be a midnight
weed.
Snack
and
yeah
a
exactly
speaker.
A midnight snack
because I would think you guys don't eat lunch, so you're sleeping at lunchtime, right?
I I did that with my ex-wife one time, except for it was another couple in us. We went to actually Santa Monica, and we did it at night. And it was really laid out, and we took a lamp, and we had dinner, and we had all the stuff, and we took out a blanket and did everything out on the beach in Santa Monica. And there was nobody out there. It was like a few people walking by. It was so much fun. It was nice.
You can go
nice
to the beach
out.
At night here?
Yeah. I don't know if you can anymore. This
yeah,
is
you can.
15 years ago.
The last time I was out there at night, there was like all this big group of European people, like, they were younger, and they were drunk or something, but they were on repeat playing Drop It Like It's Hot by Snoop Dogg. Gen Z,
I stand behind their decision.
I was really intense, and like I just but it was cool.
Oh my. It was a good experience.
Okay, wait, we're on that. Favorite summertime music.
Ooh. Odessa. Who? Nobody knows
who
that is. It's okay.
Who? Mo?
Basically, I have the Fun Station on Pandora, the band Fun on Pandora, and that's what I just listen to.
That's why it plays My Chemical Romance over and over again.
Actually, My Chemical Romance doesn't show up on that one, so go fuck yourself.
Mm. German death metal.
Nice.
Ooh, so we like...
Do you listen to baby metal at all?
I actually don't listen to any metal.
Okay.
It's just the first genre that bugs
me. I like, there's certain soundtrack that you have to play. Like driving, for me, it's about driving to the beach, being at the beach. There has to be a certain kind of vibe and soundtrack that you
like
have to
play. Like MGMT, Meet Portugal, The Man, / Alt J, / No?
Those are made up names.
I like rap.
No. Empire of the Sun. Okay, how about like...
I like Empire of the Sun.
How about just the Beach Boys?
Oh, throwback.
Right? Oh, that's the Beach Boys,
God.
Right?
That
or Kermit
the
Frog.
Beach Boys.
Which one is it?
Kokomo.
Way down.
Well, I think we need to wrap up this summertime episode because it is still light outside
and let's go to the beach.
Still warm. And actually, yeah, let's go down to the beach. It's not
it's just across the street.
It's not too late. At the beach.
So, ladies, Gracie Glam, where can your fans and everybody find you out there on the interwebs?
You can find me at the beach, bitches. No, I'm just kidding. Everything, snap me, insta me, Twitter me, don't adult DVD talk me, at Glam Chowder, no E, or thegracieglam.com. Buy my shit.
Buy my shit.
And Leah, where can your fans find you this summer?
Hold on, I have to look it up on my phone because I'm too high to remember. _ high C, it's all my stuff.
Very nice. Yeah. Mr. Avery, what are you doing this summer? Where can your followers find you?
I'll be at the beach. Pretty much, you know, lying out nude to get... I don't like suntan lines.
Yeah. Living's easy.
You know, just going to be hanging out, drinking mojitos.
Very nice. So you're off social media for the summer?
Yes.
Beautiful. Well, my name is Mo Reese. This has been More with Mo. You can find me on Twitter at MoXXX or Mox, as some people like to call me. On Instagram, I'm The Average Mo. You can listen to More with Mo on SoundCloud, iTunes, and TheAverageMo.com. Thanks for listening.